Welcome to the City of Ocean City, May 20th, 2026 Zoning Board. This meeting has been advertised pursuant to PL 1975, Chapter 231, also known as the Open Public Meetings Act. Please stand for the flag salute.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
If you have any electronic devices, please turn them off or silence them now. Roll call, Mr. Becker?
Here.
Mr. Buck?
Here.
Mr. DeMarco?
Here.
Mr. Gallagher?
Here.
Mr. Geary?
Here.
Mr. Logue?
Here.
Mr. Price?
Here.
Mrs. Snyder?
Here.
Mr. Waddell?
Here.
Under Secretary's reports, may I have a motion to adopt the April 15, 26 minutes? Second? All in favor? Any opposed? May I have a motion to adopt Resolution ZBA 25-016, 1168 Building?
Buck.
Second?
Waddell.
Roll call, Mr. Price?
Yes.
Mr. Logue?
Yes.
Mr. DeMarco?
Yes.
Mr. Becker?
Yes.
Mrs. Snyder?
Yes.
Mr. Gallagher?
Yes.
Mr. Buck?
Yes.
May I have a motion to adopt Resolution ZBA 26-002, Oceanfront?
Buck.
Second?
Waddell.
Roll call, Mr. Price?
Yes.
Mr. Logue?
Yes.
Mr. DeMarco?
Yes.
Mr. Becker?
Yes.
Mrs. Snyder?
Yes.
Mr. Gallagher?
Yes.
No, you voted. No, you can't.
All right, that's fine. Sorry.
I
jumped the gun on that.
Oh, hold on. All right. May I have a motion to adopt Resolution ZBA 26-001, Krager?
Buck.
Second? Roll call, Mr. Price?
Yes.
Mr. Logue?
Yes.
Mr. DeMarco?
Yes.
Mrs. Snyder? Mr. Gallagher?
Yes.
Mr. Buck?
Yes.
Is there any questions about the conflict engineer? No?
Everybody's
clear. Okay. May I have a motion to appoint Richard Almo Associates as conflict engineer? Second? Roll call. Mr. Waddell?
Yes.
Mr. Price?
Yes.
Mr. Geary?
Yes.
Mr. Logue?
Yes.
Mr. DeMarco?
Yes.
Mr. Becker?
Yes.
Mrs. Snyder?
Yes.
Mr. Gallagher?
Yes.
Mr. Buck?
Yes.
I'm actually going to turn the meeting over to the solicitor, Mr. Manos.
Sure. Just under, real quick announcement under new business. If anyone's here for the Pierce, Eric and Denise Pierce application, DBA 26-004, 304 East Seabright Road. Lot 75, Lot 2. It was an issue with the notice. The applicant published the notices that went out to whoever, 200 feet were proper. However, the applicant published in the wrong newspaper. You can't hear that tonight. It is going to be carried and heard on June 17th, 2026 at 6 p.m. But it will be at the Senior Center, 1735 Simpson Avenue, not in this room. The applicant will publish in the correct newspaper, but they will not be sending out new notices to everyone within 200 feet. So if anyone's here for that, this is your official announcement. Come June 17th at 6 p.m. to the Senior Center, 1735 Simpson Avenue.
Mr. Buck has recused himself for application ZBA 26-006. Tulane, 316 East Inlet Road, Block 70.23, Lot 18, G45, 5000 Zone.
Thank you. For the record, Avery Taylor here on behalf of the applicants. The applicants are John and Captain Tulane. They're the owners of 316 East Inlet Road, Lot 18, Block 70.23. The property is severely undersized, not located in the Garden 45, 5000 Zone, currently vacant. The applicants are here tonight seeking approval to construct a new single-family dwelling on the property. The initial plan for the dwelling was to construct a garage and parking under the building and have the structure elevated. However, the applicants decided that a better course of action is to request the relief to construct a detached garage at the rear of the property and lower the dwelling so that it's approximately 6 feet less than what was previously designed. And we'll explain that to you in a few moments. Two bulk variances are requested for the proposed development. Both result from the fact that the lot is irregular and undersized. Garage and rear yard setback to a very small portion of the rear deck only. The building does comply. achieved at the Thorold project, including constructing a very modest structure that would be well below many sort of criteria, creating additional lake air and open space, creating a much more desirable visual environment. The final dwelling for new structure will be consistent with other properties in the neighborhood for height and mass. The positive aspects of granting this application outweigh the negative aspects. As a result, testimony evidence will indicate that substantial detriments to the public good and during grant of financing for the intended purpose of the zoning plan zoning ordinance. The applicants intend on calling one side that is the project architect, Mark Alford.
Mr. Asher, just give us your name and business address, please, and I'll take your name.
Mark Asher. Address is 115 West Avenue, Suite 305, and that's Jenkintown, Pennsylvania, 10046.
Please raise your right hand. Do you swear affirm the testimony you'll give this evening to be the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Mr. Asher, have you reported this board on numerous occasions?
I have. Yes.
Okay.
Just want to make sure. You're the chair for this
one.
Oh,
I'll pay your attention to
that. You recognize Mr. Asher's credentials?
Yes.
Thank you.
Mr. Asher, can you provide the board a overview of the application, please?
I can. So, from a sort of a high-level summary here, this is a undersized lot, less than 40 feet frontage, so we qualify for a park under design, 2.5 stories over a garage. We've designed a house to those standards complete. We have a building permit in hand to build this house as a park over design, 2.5 stories over parking. Those drawings being complete, then we came back and rethought this project a little bit, thinking that three-story over parking building is just might be a bridge too far in this neighborhood. It's a two-story town, two-story neighborhood rather. So we redid the project and lowered it to a normal crawl space height. So we're giving up that first floor, like 950 square feet or so of floor. We're giving up, lowering to about 6 feet, as Avery said, below the allowable height. And then in exchange for that, we're looking to have a detached garage instead of the park under design that was already approved.
Let's talk about the reconfigure, the redesign of the project. When it was redesigned from a park under to a crawl space building,
correct.
It was designed with the real rules. Correct?
Yes.
All right. And those real rules had a certain flood elevation in them. During the pendency of this application, the applicants and builders were advised that they could proceed under the old rules. Is that your understanding?
That's my understanding. Yes.
All right. Yeah. And by proceeding under the old rules, that actually reduces the height of the building by approximately a foot. Is that correct?
Correct.
All right. And in anticipation of the hearing tonight, prepared an exhibit or a packet of exhibits that we're going to hand out to the board members.
Yes.
And these exhibits, most notably, are going to show on the second page the fact that now the building is being lowered 6 feet from what it could be because we are going to proceed under the old flood elevation rules rather than the real rules. Would that be correct, Mr. Asher?
Well, I'm busy here.
I say yes.
Yes.
I'll wait till you're done.
Mr. Maness, what do you want to? Can you give one to Joe, please?
Oh, Joe. Perfect.
Want to have it as one exhibit, Leo?
I'm okay with that.
Because there's really 11, only one relevant page of this.
I have 11.
We're going to testify to.
Is it 11 sheets, correct?
11 sheets. Exhibit A1. Rendering and plans.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mr. Ashford, this exhibit, the first page is a rendering of what the building is going to look like.
Correct.
Correct. All right. This is for illustrative purposes only. Would that be accurate?
Yes.
Because the building is actually going to be lower than that in terms of the
correct. But the rendering was done when we were working under the real standards. So the building is identical. It just happens to be a foot lower than shown on this rendering. So it's a step or two less.
The most important page of this exhibit would be the second page, which is labeled V-5.0, correct?
Correct.
All right. Can you describe to the board what V-5.0 depicts?
Well, on your left, quite clearly, is the park under design that was approved in March. And on right is our proposed design that shows, you know, a more traditional crawl space design.
And this V-05 has a zoning flood elevation of 11.9 feet.
Correct.
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 All right. So this is using the old standard and not the new standard.
Well, it's using the Ocean City's language of measuring from base flood, or if grade is higher than base flood, measuring 3 feet from finished grade.
Okay. We want to explain this to the board because we want them to get an understanding of what we're doing here. But importantly, I think it bears drawing out. This does not impact the variance relief that we're seeking here tonight whatsoever.
No.
Okay.
This is, we think it's better that it's 6 feet.
Yes.
Than 5, but.
And it's very rare that you come before a zoning board or any type of board and you're seeking relief to make a building less tall than what it could be.
Correct.
All right. This is a unusually shaped lot, correct?
Yes.
Severely undersized?
Severely, yeah. It's, what is it, 30?
3587 for lot area?
Yeah.
All right, so it's not conforming for lot area and lot width?
Mm-hmm.
And the property is on all the sides around it are fully developed?
Correct.
So we can't purchase land or obtain land to make it conform?
Right.
Right. You heard me say in my opening statements that we need two variances, correct?
Yes.
And these are both C variances?
Mm-hmm.
Maximum building coverage, correct?
Yes.
And also rear yard setback for the rear yard.
Yeah.
But it's just for the deck, the building complies. And there's no other variances that we require.
No.
Okay. Nothing for the height that you just testified to.
Correct.
Let's talk a little bit about the house itself. It's what I would consider a very modest house. Would you agree with me?
Well, it's a small house. We're about 950 square feet on the floor plate, and it's three bedrooms.
Yeah, that was the next question. So this is only a three-bedroom home, correct?
Correct.
And I think the maximum square footage for combined is only 2,259 square feet approximately?
Correct.
All right. And some of the other bulk criteria that I think are important for the board to note, the total side yard setbacks over 5 feet less than max, correct?
Correct.
Floor area ratio approximately 12% less than maximum?
Yes.
And the front yard setback to the house is 8 feet greater than the max.
Correct.
All right. The detached garage that we are proposing, would you agree that that provides a better parking arrangement for the property?
Yeah, I would. Yes.
All right. And it also creates an element of privacy for the neighbors and neighborhood. Can you describe the garage arrangement between the houses?
Correct. Well, if I turn to the next sheet, which is V6, I think this is really instructive in a lot of ways. Every house in this photograph, except for one, has a detached garage. And the house we're tearing down has a detached garage. And if you look, so we're 316, and if you look to the left at 314, you can see their detached garage. So essentially, we're sistering up our garages for the best privacy and the best light, the best yard configuration. But if you look at 320 and 324, they really have the same situation. So, so I think, from a high level standpoint, you're almost kind of reverse engineering the town, the neighborhood as it is. It's a house that, we think it's, again, as I said, it's a four-story building. It's going to tower over all these buildings. So we think this is more commensurate.
And it's creating consistency and harmony, which is a concept that's noted in our municipal land use law, correct?
Yes. Yeah.
Right. And you mentioned this. I mean, a taller building would be out of character for this neighborhood.
Yeah.
It would. We have very, what I would consider,
It's a block that just happens to have a lot of one and two story houses on it. The ones that have half stories are, you know, really half stories, you know, tucked into roof lines and dormers. So this is a, you know, again, we think it was just really important to revisit this thing and come up with something that was commensurate with this neighborhood. You know, so there it is.
And, you know, talking about high level stuff, if you have the parking area underneath the house,
yeah,
that's approximately 980 square feet of storage, of parking, of whatever the mind can imagine.
Of
correct?
Whatever.
Okay. The proposed detached garage is 280 square feet?
Correct.
So we're giving up 980 square feet for 280 square feet. Would that be correct?
Yes.
Okay. In your professional opinion, can these variances be granted under the C1 or hardship standard?
Yes.
All right, we have a peculiar shaped lot. About 30% deficient for lot area, correct?
Mm-hmm.
All right, and this always creates design challenges and practical difficulties for creating conforming structural plans. And can these variances also be granted under the C2 or flexible standard?
Yes.
Right. Let's talk about purposes of zoning that are being met under the municipal land use law. You testified that this is a very modest building with several bulk criteria below the maximum.
Yes.
And this promotes general welfare?
Well, yeah, it's commensurate with its neighborhood, as I mentioned.
So, harmony, consistency,
yes.
Better parking arrangement, you testified to.
Mm-hmm.
By creating a lower building, you have more light, air, and open space?
Yes.
And,
considerably.
And I think, in speaking with you and others, that having a building that has a crawl space that doesn't come out of the ground, you know, 6 feet, creates a much more desirable visual environment for the neighborhood.
Well, it's, you know, this is the gardens, and that's what the gardens, you know, looks like, did look like. That's how the code was written. And so, yeah, I think it's commensurate with this neighborhood, as we said
and,
many times.
And the privacy element and the continuity between having the detached garage next to you.
Well, yeah, I think it's the right thing. You know, it wasn't that long ago that detached garages in the gardens didn't count against the lot coverage. You know, we see it in a lot of the towns we work in. Where the detached garage is not counted against the building coverage, up and down this coast. So it's a really standard practice, frankly.
Would there be any detriment towards you fit to grant the application?
No.
And so therefore no substantial detriment. I don't see any detriment to you.
No, I don't. All right.
Granting of the application substantially and fairly intent purpose of the zone plan and zoning ordinance. Based upon all your testimony here tonight.
Correct.
There's no impairment.
Correct.
So it's your testimony that the negative criteria under the municipal land use law is satisfied.
Yes.
Okay, those are all the questions I have for Mr. Asher. We have the rest for the moment.
Rest
for the moment.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Our report is dated April 10th of 2026. As indicated, we're here seeking approval to construct a new single family dwelling and a detached garage at 316 East Inlet. There was a structure that was previously approved under a zoning permit without coming from the board, which included parking in the structure. The revised application now requires maximum building coverage and minimum rear yard setback and porch variances. Obviously, the current lot is vacant. The existing house has already been taken down. The existing curb along East Inlet Drive shall be indicated to be replaced. Provide details for the apron, curb, shade trees. The proposed street tree is shown on the plan. Just add the proposed type, make sure it matches with our approved list. And of course, any plan revision the board sees fit, and providing a guarantee for the public improvements. That's it, Mr. Chair.
That's it. Any comments?
None at this time.
Okay, we'll close it. I have public comments. Anybody from the public like to speak? Okay. We'll close that. Start with questions.
Good question. I have one. I'm looking at the rear porch, the deck, whatever you call it, patio. And it doesn't appear there's any steps that has a railing fully enclosing the rear patio.
It's just a railing, yes.
Okay, so there's no, in the design, there's no way for the object to exit to the rear of their house and walk all the way to the front.
Well, that doesn't seem like what you would want, does it? Yeah, so it, 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 So I think there should be steps there.
And looking at the impervious numbers, I think that 4 feet to work with to stay within, it's only a couple of steps to be hot.
Yeah.
That was my only question.
Questions?
No questions.
No questions.
My question was the same regarding the stairs, but like you said, if that is 4 feet for the impervious, the stairs.
I think it might be, it's proposed to be a screened-in porch.
So we all have stairs. Does this work?
No, we have large for dining. And that's
why.
And then we never, you know, the second variance obviously is that we're going to set back up. You guys touched on that?
Yeah, I mean, it's sort of what we would consider de minimis variance. Rather than cutting the porch back on a bias to make it consistent with property line, put the rear property line on an angle, it just made more sense to keep that square and keep everything uniform rather than cutting it back on the bias. I think it's 17 square feet. I should have touched on that. I'm so focused on this freaking real versus the old luxury. Untangle that.
That's all I have. Jamie?
No questions, thanks.
Okay, and we'll close one question.
Let's
summarize.
Yes, I would. Very interesting application because rarely you have an applicant coming in here to try and build a building lower than what they could. It's a very, very positive thing when somebody wants to not only lower the building, but to make it consistent with the streetscape and not try and build the bigger, higher, taller, fatter building, create a detached garage that is consistent and matches other detached garages in the neighborhood, provides an element of privacy with the neighbor next door. I think it's not only is it a good application, but I think Mr. Asher's given ample testimony and evidence to support the fairness of the project. Thank you.
One question, you want Joe to prepare the cost estimate. Thank you.
And we'll have to get you revised plans consistent with his comments. And we'll also, what we request is, in the event there's some change with how they're determining the elevation, we'll comply. It's not a request of variance. We just want that building envelope to comply with whether it is under old or new rules.
Yes, if you have to meet the real rules, you probably, it might be a foot
higher. It might be a foot higher.
Still be 5 foot.
Correct. It'll still, the height is not an issue. It's never been an issue.
Actually, the original plan that I reviewed met the real rules and still didn't create any additional variances.
Yeah. So, but we want the building to be smaller. If we have a fight on our hands with construction, you know, we want to be able to deal with that in the resolution so that it's not an issue for Jamie down the road.
Okay, I can work that in there. So this is a C variance application. There's 2 C variances that are required. There's the building coverage. Looks like they're 41.47% or 35% allowed, and then the rear yard setback to the porch. They're virtually de minimis, but they're 21.21 feet, which, based on the calculation from the ordinance, I guess we're 24.12/22.88 feet the requirement. The applicant presented testimony under both the C1 and C2 standards. C1 standard being a hardship standard. The shape of the lot is not exactly rectangular, plus it's undersized in terms of lot area and lot width, which presents, according to their testimony, a hardship in complying with all the requirements. And then under the C2 standard, you look to positive and the negative criteria and the balancing, and in terms of the positive criteria, that's whether the application advances one or more purposes of the zoning. They advance several. They submitted that the general welfare would be advanced. The testimony was that it's a modest house, it's consistent with the neighborhood. Putting a detached garage is a better parking arrangement because it's sisters up, I think that was the word that they used, with the neighboring property, and many of the other homes on the street have that. Light air and open space is another purpose of zoning. It's a modest home, lower, 3 bedrooms, and an aesthetic enhancement to the neighborhood, brand new, modest single family dwelling. And they also submitted that this, in terms of the negative criteria, that granting the variance would not cause any substantial detriment to the public good or the zoning plan or zoning ordinance of the city of Ocean City. and in particular as to the rear yard deck, they said it's a de minimis, very minor deviation from the ordinance. So that's the summary of the testimony. In terms of the conditions, we'll note in the resolution, assuming you're approved, as to the real rules, if you actually have to comply, it's still not a height variance, and we'll give you some leverage there so you can get that through. And then anything else in Mr. Maffei's report of April 10th with the conditions, unless otherwise addressed, then your typical standard conditions that we put in every resolution. So if there's no further questions, we'll need a motion, a second, and a roll call vote.
Motion.
Second. Roll call, Mr. Price.
I think it's a nicely done application. I think the house being lower to the ground is more inviting, fits the neighborhood. The patch garage also fits the neighborhood. I vote yes.
Mr. Geary?
I vote yes.
Mr. Logue?
Yes.
Mr. DeMarco?
Yes.
Mr. Becker?
Yes.
Mrs. Snyder?
Yes.
Mr. Waddell?
Yes.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, folks.
So we had the front yard
would we need any type of variance?
It would depend on where they claim.
Battersea.
Yeah, if Battersea is the front and the opposite side of the house is the rear yard, then we wouldn't need to be here at all.
At all, no. And that's mostly, that's because of the way that the ordinance is written.
Yes, because in order to take advantage of the additional 2% you get from having a front porch that conforms to the ordinance definition and requirements, it has to be on the front of the house.
Is the principal dwelling being enlarged at all?
Not at all.
And describe what we are proposing to do.
We're proposing a covered porch. The not quite full length of the front of the house. We're inset about 9 inches to a foot on each end. And the 12 feet deep.
So the architectural the front porch serves two purposes, would you agree?
Yeah. The outdoor living space, and it brings the house a little bit more conforming to the streetscape that other houses on the block have.
Is the porch design and compatible with the existing homes surrounding the neighborhood?
Yes.
Looking for it to be bigger than anybody else's.
Well, it's probably bigger than some of them only because the house is bigger.
And then with regard to the rear yard setback, could you just kind of tell us what we're looking for with respect to the rear yard setback?
We've got the end of the deck, which would be the west end, inside of the setback of the entire house. So we're further from the side yard property line than the house is. That actually was interpreted as our rear yard.
So we're looking for a variance relief at 12.7 feet when
it's required to be 25% of the lot area, then it's on an angle, so it would be roughly 18 feet required to be 27 feet.
And the second variance that we're seeking is maximum building coverage, is that correct?
Correct.
And we are at 35%?
Now?
Yes. And we're looking for 36.5%?
Right.
And would you say that's de minimis in nature?
Yes.
But you know, why can't we just build a smaller porch?
Well, it would be asymmetrical, and the house is pretty much symmetrical in those cases.
So aesthetically, it's not going to look right.
Yeah, it'll look like we chopped off part of the porch.
Will the increased building coverage cause any stormwater or drainage issues?
No.
Not whatsoever. Now, one of the variances we're seeking was for gutters. The applicant is agreeing to put gutters in, so we'll comply with the gutter requirements for the property. Let's talk about the positive criteria. We have both a C1, which is difficulty with the shape of the property itself, complicated with respect to the rear yard setback, and
the lot's not nearly as large as it could have been. We have to deal with that. The house was built 100 and some years ago is also something we couldn't change.
We're stuck with what we have.
Stuck with what we have.
Professional opinion, does it present a hardship under the positive criteria under the C1?
Yeah, we have to deal with it. We're not building from scratch, so we have to deal with what we're given. So.
And with respect to the C2, which we call the flexible, you're also familiar with the C2 standard. And is the proposed porch a better zoning alternative than building a porch that meets the covered requirements?
There's about a 70 square foot difference. What's higher than what's
used? You testified earlier that it doesn't make sense to make it a small book. With regard to the negative criteria, were the granting of these variances cause substantial detriment to the public good?
No.
Why not?
Well, I think it provides a more aesthetically pleasing house. Gives them a better connection to the street, to the neighborhood, and being able to use the porch without further interference.
It's not going to block anybody's area.
Still provided the required front yard setback on the Battersea Road that was required on Pinnacle. So we're in excess of 14 feet from the front yard.
Will the granting of these standards substantially impair the intent and purpose of the zoning plan and zoning ordinance?
No.
You're surprised that not.
I see no detriment at all. I mean, it's just aesthetically pleasing addition to the house.
Now,
Have you had a chance to read the engineer's review?
Yes.
And do we agree with all the comments and make the changes he has asked us to do? Mm-hmm. That's all they... Let me put it in a final context. Give your professional opinion as an architect. Can the 2-seat variance is requested on the yard? Setback at the porch, exceeding the building coverage, if granted, without substantial detriment to the public, without substantial impairment to the zone.
Yes.
And the positives outweigh the negatives. That's all we have at this time.
Thank you. Mr. Mathai?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. The report is dated March 23rd of 26. As indicated, they're seeking approval to build a 12 by 44 roof porch in the front of the existing single-family dwelling at 621 Battersea. The porch will face Battersea Road. Variances for minimum rear yard setback, maximum building coverage, the gutters they said they were going to provide, so that goes away. Second one, just add some of the additional information in the zoning chart. Existing front yard setback from Pinnacle and the existing rear yard setback from the survey differ from the proposed plot plan. That just needs to be clarified. Per ordinance, Pinnacle Road is considered the front yard in this case. Provide an ADA detectable warning surface at the intersection of Battersea and Pinnacle. And of course, any additional plan revisions the board sees fit. Guarantee for the ADA detectable warning. And of course, any outside agency approvals. That's it, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. At this point, I'll open it up to the board for questions. Mr. Schneider?
Oh, at the corner, anytime there's an application for corner property, they've got existing sidewalk, we usually ask them to put the, it's basically the bumps you see at the intersection to put in.
Okay, got it. Thank you.
Either one of you, fair to say the house actually predates zoning code in the Ocean City?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Fair to say that if you followed the layout of the house, your porch would qualify for a 2% bonus in building coverage?
It's considered front yard, yes.
Yes. So with respect to the house as it sits, you would be compliant for your 2% coverage and wouldn't need to be here at all.
Correct.
Correct. Okay. That's all I have. Brian?
No questions.
No questions.
Team?
No questions.
Brian?
No questions.
Martha? Okay. At this point, I'll close it to the board, open it up to the public. Anyone here wish to speak on this application? Yes, sir. Come on up.
Just give us your name and I'll
sure.
This morning.
Okay. Ray Patel.
Spell your last name, please.
P-A-T-E-L-L-A.
Jamie, do you require address?
Yes.
And your address, please.
607 Battersea Road, Ocean City.
Mr. Patel, please raise your right hand. Do you swear or affirm the testimony you give this evening to be the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
I'm the applicant's neighbor. I live at 607 Battersea. I live directly to the left as you look at McCann's home. Mr. and Mrs. McCann went over the plans with me. I agree with Mr. Green's testimony that it is very aesthetically pleasing. I think it's completely consistent with the neighborhood. And my wife and I are both supportive of the process and think it will enhance the overall neighborhood. So I'm fully supportive of this.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone here else want to speak on this application?
I think the board has enough experience to take a look at the evidence that was provided before then.
Great. John, you want Joe to prepare the cost estimate?
Yes.
Thank you.
Mr. Manis, if you would.
Sure. The C variance application, the 2C variances. Comply with the gutter ordinance, so that ordinance, that variance goes away. Two variances are for the rear yard setback to the porch. Requirements 18.2 feet, and they're proposing 12.7 feet. Maximum building coverage 35% is the permitted maximum, and they're 36.5%.
The applicant provided testimony under the C1 hardship that it's an undersized lot.
Note that the existing trees shall comply. We'll take them without any more discussion about tree trees.
Smaller to become asymmetrical, so what they're proposing will aesthetically enhance the property. And the testimony was that it won't block any views, so there won't be any substantial negative impacts on public good, and there won't be substantial detriment to the zone plan or zoning ordinance. Essentially, with the pinnacle being the front yard, that causes the rear yard. Yeah, I'm able to comply with the current ordinance, and I can note that the existing street trees do satisfy the street tree requirement.
There's two of the street.
And any other typical standard conditions that we put in every resolution.
Motion, Buck.
Second.
Waddell.
Mr. Waddell?
Yes.
Mr. Price?
Yes.
Mr. Geary?
Yes.
Mr. Logue?
Yes.
Mr. DeMarco?
Yes.
Mr. Becker?
Yes.
Mr. Buck?
Yes.
Thank you, Chairman. Please.
Thank you, John. Good to see you. Motion to adjourn. Second, Geary. Thanks, Brian.